Hey there, everyone. It's Chef Mark here with your daily cooking tip. And we're here in Inverary, Scotland, and we're here with Adriano at Mr. Pia's. Hi, how are you?
Hello there. How's everyone?
We're doing great. And so, you know, we do a daily cooking tip every day. We're visiting Scotland, and hopefully I'll be able to give you a tip each and every day. And Adriano is going to share with us a tip for frying fish because, you know, they're really well known here for the fish and chips. You were telling us about why fish and chips became popular after it did between the wars.
That's right.
You said that it's because there was rationing, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. It was during the war. Everything was rationed. Your wheat, flours, even your matches for lighting fires were all rationed. So the only thing that was in plenty was potatoes and fish, which weren't rationed. So I think from there it just took off.
Yeah, they were local and they had plenty of it. So if I want to, I know I'm not going to ever be able to recreate a chippy kind of experience at home, but if I were to be frying fish, what would be your number one tip for people at home?
Number one tip is the oil that you're frying in, it has to be very hot. If it's not very hot, then you're absorbing a lot of fat and oil into the fish. So
yeah.
That's my number one tip.
Yeah, so you have that kind of soggy experience, and it's not going to be very tasty.
No. Well, it needs to be at a very nice hot temperature. Otherwise, it's not going to be the same.
Right.
And it also doesn't need a lot of cooking as long as the fish is nice and fresh.
Wonderful. Adriano, thank you so much.
Okay.